Task 1. Listen to the teenagers talking about their families and mark the statements 1 to 10 with T if they are true and F if they are false. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
I don't know your family very well, John. I guess I haven't been to your house that often.
No, you must come round again soon and have dinner. My parents are quite fun. They come from up north, and then they moved down here when they decided that they wanted to start a family.
My family have always lived round here. It's full of my cousins. So do you get on well with your family? You don't talk about them as much as some people talk about their families.
Oh, yeah, they're fine. It's okay. They both work hard, so I don't see them so much.
Sometimes I wish I saw a little less of mine. But, in fact, I'm going to see everybody soon. I can't wait for this party we're having next month. Everyone's coming.
That sounds like fun. I could do with some fun.
Oh, is something the matter?
Well, it's just that I'm expected to follow tradition and join my uncle's firm when we finish school. But I think it's boring. Okay for a holiday job, maybe, but that's enough.
What can you do? In that kind of situation, I always ask my big sister. She's always helped me out by telling me what to do.
Yeah, I would ask my older brother, but he's away at university.
Better than being in your uncle's firm.
He says you have to study hard. But he has a lot of fun, too.
I bet.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
I don't know your family very well, John. I guess I haven't been to your house that often.
No, you must come round again soon and have dinner. My parents are quite fun. They come from up north, and then they moved down here when they decided that they wanted to start a family.
My family have always lived round here. It's full of my cousins. So do you get on well with your family? You don't talk about them as much as some people talk about their families.
Oh, yeah, they're fine. It's okay. They both work hard, so I don't see them so much.
Sometimes I wish I saw a little less of mine. But, in fact, I'm going to see everybody soon. I can't wait for this party we're having next month. Everyone's coming.
That sounds like fun. I could do with some fun.
Oh, is something the matter?
Well, it's just that I'm expected to follow tradition and join my uncle's firm when we finish school. But I think it's boring. Okay for a holiday job, maybe, but that's enough.
What can you do? In that kind of situation, I always ask my big sister. She's always helped me out by telling me what to do.
Yeah, I would ask my older brother, but he's away at university.
Better than being in your uncle's firm.
He says you have to study hard. But he has a lot of fun, too.
I bet.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet.
Task 2. You will hear the text about Muhammad Ali, the first three-time boxing champion. For questions 11 to 18, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
You must have heard about Muhammad Ali, probably the most famous athlete and one of the best-known people in the world. But what do you actually know about his life? He was the first three-time heavyweight boxing champion of the world. He was known for his powerful fists as well as for his poetry. His ability to compose rhymes on the run could easily qualify him as the first rapper. He won an Olympic gold medal and later threw it into a river in protest against racism in America. Ali's interest in boxing began when he was 12. He was living in a poor black neighborhood in Louisville, together with his parents and brother Rudy. One day, when his new bicycle got stolen, Ali reported the fact to a local policeman, Joe Martin. He was furious and said that he was going to beat up the thief. Martin was the boxing coach at the Louisville Club, and he also had a TV show called Tomorrow's Champions. Seeing Ali's determination, he suggested that the boy learned to fight. Ali passionately devoted himself to amateur boxing. He trained hard and soon became a celebrity in his hometown. Within the next few years, he won 100 of his 108 matches. At 18, he became Olympic gold medalist, and very soon he signed a lucrative professional contract. In the 1960s, Ali became one of the most controversial figures in his country. He refused to serve in the American Army in Vietnam for religious reasons, and, as a result, he lost his championship belt. He was also sentenced to 5 years in prison, but later the sentence was canceled by the Supreme Court. Muhammad Ali retired from boxing in 1981, and soon afterwards he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. However, he remained active in various fields, and he has not been forgotten. In 1999, he was named Sportsman of the Century by one of the biggest sports magazines. In the same year, Ali's daughter, Layla, made her debut as a boxer, despite her father's earlier comments against female boxing.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
You must have heard about Muhammad Ali, probably the most famous athlete and one of the best-known people in the world. But what do you actually know about his life? He was the first three-time heavyweight boxing champion of the world. He was known for his powerful fists as well as for his poetry. His ability to compose rhymes on the run could easily qualify him as the first rapper. He won an Olympic gold medal and later threw it into a river in protest against racism in America. Ali's interest in boxing began when he was 12. He was living in a poor black neighborhood in Louisville, together with his parents and brother Rudy. One day, when his new bicycle got stolen, Ali reported the fact to a local policeman, Joe Martin. He was furious and said that he was going to beat up the thief. Martin was the boxing coach at the Louisville Club, and he also had a TV show called Tomorrow's Champions. Seeing Ali's determination, he suggested that the boy learned to fight. Ali passionately devoted himself to amateur boxing. He trained hard and soon became a celebrity in his hometown. Within the next few years, he won 100 of his 108 matches. At 18, he became Olympic gold medalist, and very soon he signed a lucrative professional contract. In the 1960s, Ali became one of the most controversial figures in his country. He refused to serve in the American Army in Vietnam for religious reasons, and, as a result, he lost his championship belt. He was also sentenced to 5 years in prison, but later the sentence was cancelled by the Supreme Court. Muhammad Ali retired from boxing in 1981, and soon afterwards he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. However, he remained active in various fields, and he has not been forgotten. In 1999, he was named Sportsman of the Century by one of the biggest sports magazines. In the same year, Ali's daughter, Layla, made her debut as a boxer, despite her father's earlier comments against female boxing.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.